Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette teen dies after being pinned beneath vehicle last Friday. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A Gillette man, 19-year-old Benjamin R. Kauranen, died on Friday, June 14th in a single vehicle rollover accident near Schober Road and Outback Lane. According to Campbell County Sheriff Sergeant Gary Sams, Kauranen was partially ejected through the sunroof of a 2000 Jeep Grand Cherokee and pinned beneath the vehicle. The accident, occurring at around 10:25 p.m., involved two other occupants, both 18-year-old men, who were transported to the hospital for evaluation. The cause of the crash is still under investigation, with a state crash report pending review by the Campbell County Attorney's Office. Campbell County Coroner Paul Wallum confirmed Kauranen died at the scene from head trauma. ExxonMobil plans expansion in Wyoming, strengthening its position as a world leader in helium production. One of the largest producers of helium in the world comes from the ExxonMobil plant in LaBarge, Wyoming. Now the facility, which provides 20% of the world's supply, is set to expand and double its workforce in the next year. According to Cowboy State Daily, ExxonMobil Corp. is a significant player in the helium market. Helium, crucial for advanced technologies like microchips, fiber optics, space exploration, military systems, and MRIs, is produced at ExxonMobil's LaBarge Chute Creek facility in Wyoming. Wyoming has been a major helium producer for 38 years, with ExxonMobil employing about 300 workers for helium operations. The helium market faces global supply challenges and price fluctuations due to increased demand and geopolitical events. ExxonMobil is also expanding its carbon capture and storage projects in Wyoming, aiming to reduce carbon dioxide emissions and enhance its helium extraction capabilities. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.